Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Well, folks, imagine we're Neanderthals, huddled around a fire, gnawing on hand-carved entrees from a brontosaurus leg in the cave, celebrating winter solstice in our best saber-toothed sarongs. Suddenly, we're vibrating wildly, looking vaporish, and we're beamed into the future to a 21st century holiday party. First glance shows we're seriously underdressed. And the next thing we see, no bronto leg on the buffet table. Yikes, after all that hunting and gathering. Our sniffers discover, though, that some of the new buffet smells like our old buffet. And look at how much there is, with no hunting and gathering needed. Just noshing. So keeping a wary eye peeled for that original party pooper, Mr. T-Rex, we gnaw away like no tomorrow, because for many of us, there wasn't. We pile high on big plates, especially with Bronto look-alike, because it really quiets the gnawing belly. This is fun! Then some Penguin Guy hybrid throwback mentions that care in noshing should be employed, because research shows we often put on a few pounds every year at Hanukkah Christmas, whatever that is. Weight we never lose again. But then, whoa, vibrating and ghosting again, we're beamed 20 more years into the future. Same party, same folks, looking like their parents now. Disconcertingly, we see the great stone wheel of fashion has not brought us back into style yet. And what's more, our tiger skins have gone tight in the middle. That same boring penguin man leans in with, "I told you so, Dr. Double Neck Up," and explains that we've been eating many more calories at all these we-can-eat-all-we-want parties because our eating brain, unchanged since Neanderthal days, wants to chub up whenever, because who knows when Mr. T-Rex will impolitely eat the whole bronto, leaving us hungry. Now, fellow cave people, let's beam to the present. What to do? Easy. Use our modern brain's cortex, developed specifically to learn from past buffet boo-boos. If we're pile two hires, grab a smaller plate. If you're a double or triple dipper like me, remember, we can count now. Basically, plan ahead for the weakest link in our personal food chain. I'm Dr. Rich, Flinthead O'Neill. Thanks for stopping by the cave.